This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the Bay Area.
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
You just heard all that I didn't get to go to Vegas vibe on this crossover.
Well,
that's what
I
you heard.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and you know, the heat clearly was on, and it is legit 109 out today. And it's funny because I'm here with super producer, board op,
Grandy.
Host extraordinaire, Mark Grandy.
Yes, sir.
I was telling him, we got to the hotel early, and I put my bag with the bellhop, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go over early. And I said, you know what? I think I might walk. It's only about two miles.
Oh, God, you did?
No.
Okay.
I thought about it,
okay.
And then I got out of the hotel at about 12 o'clock, and I stepped outside and thought, I could die. I could die if
yes.
I walk. Because I like to walk in Vegas.
It's July,
it's flat, and
Dibs.
It's 109, Mark. Like, if it's 102, you can do it. 109 is like, you might die kind of heat, bro.
Bro, listen, if you even have that thought again, bro, if you have that thought again this week, I will Uber for you. My God, please don't even think about that. It's July 14th.
It's a dry heat, Mark.
It's a desert. It's a desert, and you walk with a limp. You got to know, like, my man.
I'm actually moving pretty good today, but you're right.
Good.
I thought better of it, and, you know, you get here, and you get out of the air-conditioned Uber, and you step outside, and it's like, oh, my God, I may not make it to the front door of the Thomas and Mack Center, but here we are, and Summer League is full on, and Grandy actually did point out we actually did see somebody, Jim Boeheim, former Syracuse head coach.
I'll wait for corroboration if you don't mind.
Grandy's the one who pointed it out.
So. It was indeed Boeheim.
Yeah, thank you, Grandy.
We're going to wait for a second source. Steiny is on his way to Vegas to source the
Thank God, because he's a
report.
Journalist. Yeah. So, and we need a journalist up in here.
Yeah. No, we should set the table for everybody for why you're there. Why are you in Vegas?
It's NBA Summer League, and we got two gyms going. Actually, there's a game right now, Atlanta and Houston in the big court, and then you've got Chicago and Indiana getting ready to start here in about half an hour in the smaller gym. Summer League is fun because there's two different courts, and they kind of stagger the games, and there are NBA players, former players, coaches, fans of all ages and sizes. It's really the best time to go and get your full NBA experience on. The Cooper Flagg games apparently have been bananas when he was playing. I do think he's been shut down
he
now,
has,
Grandy.
Yes,
so
he's been shut down.
His summer league has ended, but when he was here and playing, it was unbelievably crowded and popular. But as the day goes on, it gets more and more packed. People are into this event.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will let people know, you know me. Like, let's just let everybody know why I'm not there. I'm getting married later this week. Not to Steiny.
Not anymore.
No, you're going to have to find a new Anyway, no, but I'm getting married later this week, and so you know, it would not be good to travel a few days before that happens, because we got a few things to do. But you guys are going to hold it down in Vegas. I do know, for example, one of the Warrior draft picks, Alex Tui, the kid from Australia, is going to join us probably in about 45 minutes, right?
Yep. Look forward to that. And, you know, I've got my eyes out for him walking by. And one of the fun things about Summer League is as we sit here and we are literally on the concourse right outside one of the suites here. And as you sit here, you see somebody walk by. And if they're 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", you do like a triple take and you try to figure out who they are. And so at some point, Alex Tui, who I think goes about 6'8", he'll saunter by and it'll be the Warriors, one of the Warriors draft picks.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're gonna see who we see or who you see, because I know it's not just going to be the Warrior draft picks. I know that there's going to be most likely a larger cast that's going to come on by today. Thomas and Mack Center, Dibs in Vegas, flanked by Grandy. I'm here in the city in our studios, flanked by Lucas and Ken, by the way, and we're ready to go. On a day that's got a lot going on, and we touched on a lot of it here in the crossover with regard to the Giants weekend against the Dodgers. I know we've got some things to say. I'd definitely like to further this conversation about Juwan Jennings with you, because it sounds like you and I don't actually see eye to eye on that one. We can dig into it, and we don't really need to get into who the hell reported what on Twitter. The bottom line is, Juwan Jennings would like more money, or he would like to not be a Niner anymore. And so I think that's pretty interesting. And then the other side to this is that you guys are out there in the Summer League with the Summer League version of the Warriors, and we've had another 3 or 4 days go by, and still nothing from the Warriors, but also largely nothing at all with regard to all the things that might be interesting to the Warriors. And so I look at this now from sort of a larger view, and I wonder what your take is on it. It's not just like, oh, the Warriors and the Kuminga thing. None of the restricted free agents have done anything. We still don't know what's happening with LeBron James. Damian Lillard is still sitting there. All of the things that we sort of were thinking about a week ago, not a damn thing happened with any team.
Right, and I do think that you mentioned this last week, or it might have been earlier in the week or a couple weeks ago, but this unfortunately is kind of the new normal now for the NBA. It used to be day one was crazy, and then it slowly tapered off, and you'd have some things trickle in down the road. But now it's almost like Major League Baseball, and you said this before, Mark, with the hot stove. Now in the NBA, they're kind of emulating baseball players, and if you don't have any real need to sign early, why would you sign early? And I'm not only thinking about guys like, you know, Al Horford, and we're waiting for D'Anthony Melton and some of these other veterans, where what's the point of signing in mid-July when you could sign in mid-August and get the same amount of money? So I don't think that the urgency is in place anymore for these free agents.
Well, I think that's true. And then as far as it as how things go for the Warriors, I think the lack of movement across the league is sort of what I put in my hip pocket with regard to why things are going the way they're going. We've heard a lot of people, and people much more tapped in than me, say the longer this goes, the more likely Kuminga stays. And Mike Dunleavy did have a comment at the beginning of Summer League, a public comment that he made, and it sort of insinuated that he, quote, wanted to keep Jonathan Kuminga. Then again, GMs say things into microphones all the time, and maybe it's lip service, I don't know. But I guess my point is I've sort of arrived at a spot where I don't know that we could read anything into anything. I don't know that the longer it goes, it means JK is going to stay. The longer it goes, it means he's going to go. Obviously, there is some sort of holding pattern. I do wonder if it's LeBron. Like, there is some sort of holding pattern in the NBA as a whole right now. And so my read is that's why the Warriors haven't done anything, not because they're more likely to do this or that.
And I wonder how the LeBron piece would affect the Warriors, because I don't know financially how they could actually make that happen to bring him here. But maybe the whole idea of LeBron has all these teams waiting to see what might actually pop off with LeBron. And then from there, other teams can make their decisions. I think for the Warriors, it's just as simple as Kuminga, and they're trying to figure out how they can make something happen with Kuminga, whether it's a sign-in trade or if, you know, they wind up just keeping him on the qualifying offer, the QO. I think that until that is resolved, they really can't go forward and do any of the other things. But of the other things that they want to do, none of them, in my opinion, are that major. And if Horford is willing to just chill and wait, and if D'Anthony Melton is not being hounded to sign somewhere else, well, then the Warriors have the luxury of maybe laying back and taking their time.
Well, I just, what's the first move? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, the Warriors can't do X until they've figured out Kuminga. But they're also, the whole league is sitting there going, well, we also can't do anything until the restricted free agents figure their stuff out, or LeBron, or Dame Lillard, or whatever. Like, this is all sitting there and has arrived at a complete and total standstill.
Yeah.
So what is that? You know what I mean? This is like a Jenga tower. What is the first little piece that you're going to pull out there that's going to make everything start falling? I don't know.
Yeah, for me and the Warriors, it's Kuminga. And if it's a sign and trade, then that at least gives you clarity on what you're able to sign and trade him for and what you're able to get back and what you have remaining. And then you can go forward with the moves you want to make. For other teams, I don't know. I mean, it feels like the majority of this stuff has been resolved. And then you've got Bradley Beal and you've got Damian Lillard and the whole idea of LeBron. I don't know if he just wants to be always in the news, but for me, it feels like he's going back to L.A., but there's always this idea. LeBron, you know, he didn't fully commit, so what might he do? It sounds to me like he just wants to be in the spotlight, but you never know. And here we are at Summer League, and normally you get to Summer League, Mark, and it's like after Summer League, everything's done. And now we have the real offseason, but here we are. You mentioned it, July 14th, and, you know, Summer League is here, and we still have a lot of unanswered questions.
A ton. An absolute ton. And yeah, and I don't know what the linchpin is. Again, it feels like maybe it's the LeBron situation, but if it's not, I don't know what's holding everything up and therefore who's going to blink. I really don't. I'll tell you what I do know. We all know this. And if you've been listening to the station all day, you know that opportunity is knocking for you, the listener, every day, every show, all week long. It is our All-Star Week prize blowout. So every day this week, each one of the shows is going to give out an awesome prize. Today, we are giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. And the Valks aren't just popular, they've also got great colors. Like, their gear just looks really, really good. We rock the gear. You can rock the gear. $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. Listen at 4:30 today to learn how you can win. We are also sponsored by Safeway. Dibs is on the scene in Vegas for Summer League. Alex Tui and many others are going to be stopping by the show, but we will also get into Giants, Dodgers, and Juwan Jennings. And I'd like to go down with you to talk about what played out at Oracle Park over the weekend coming up next. So that's around the corner. 888-957-957 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
It'd be nice if the Giants would Schmidt on more balls.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope I didn't step on that in case we wanted to go ahead and capture that for later. But
no, you didn't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But, yeah, that would be nice. And then the one ball that they did, and, well, there's kids around now.
Mm-hmm.
The one ball they did actually Schmidt on. Sorry, kids. It's Summer League. It's a family event. The ball was hit, absolutely devoured into center.
Yep.
Butt caught.
Butt caught.
And that's Oracle Park. And, you know, I'm kind of with you, Mark, about the series. It was a damn entertaining three games. And, yeah, you'd love to win two of the three, sure. And you had a chance to win yesterday. I get it. But at the end of it, we mentioned this before, Philadelphia and L.A. both come in, and I offered you 3-3. And you said, Schmidt, yeah, I'd take 3-3.
Yeah.
And that's what they got.
Yeah, it's not a disaster. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating, and I get it. But it, like, I just didn't come away from yesterday's game. It's always funny. I don't want to get all philosophical here, but every fan when your team has a chance to win the game and they don't, you're like, we should have won. I mean, a very different way of looking at this is the Giants were like 2 outs away from losing that game 2-0.
Yeah.
Right? And so a Dodger fan's like, ah, crap, we should have won. And then Matos puts one up into the seats. And now you have a whole new ball game. And then the Giants are granted an opportunity in the bottom of the 10th, and their best hitter smacked one 106 miles an hour and ended up in a glove. And so you keep playing, and then Texas Leaguers and seeing eye this and that and whatever, and now it's 5-2 and you lose a ball game, and you go to bed all ticked off like, we should have won. And you could have, but that was like, I don't know, that there were two things that stood out to me this weekend, and I thought this was highly competitive, close, one-run type Giants-Dodgers baseball with a very activated crowd. That's the beautiful side of it. Now, the other side of it is how much blue was in the stands.
Right.
And then, which is not surprising, but to me what was surprising was it made its way to the Giants clubhouse, to where they talked about it in front of microphones.
Well, that's unacceptable. That's surprising. I'm with you on that. I mean, surprising, but also I think unacceptable, because if you're a Giants fan and you have season tickets and you get to go to 81 of them and you know you can't go to 81 and you kind of want to recoup what you can recoup outside of, you know, going to the games that you're going to go to, well, the Dodger series becomes one that's a natural one to sell. And I'm sorry if Giants fans, or in this case Giants players, take umbrage at the fact that there are more Dodger fans in the building. That's just going to be the way it goes. The Dodgers are a massive global brand. They've got some of the most popular players in the game globally, so they're going to have fans all over. And I liked what you said during the crossover. You can't complain about Dodger fans at Oracle and at the same time champion the fact that the Niners are the best traveling team in the NFL. So we're all proud of that. Well, the Dodgers are kind of that version in baseball, where the Dodger fan is going to travel because they're really good.
Dude, it's mid-July. It's an easy trip. Obviously, there are tons of Dodger fans who live here the same way there are tons of Giants fans who live there. I did this for years. I lived there and wore Giants hats and went to Dodger Stadium, and I was not alone. I don't think it's a takeover kind of a thing. I think a Dodger fan is pretty freaking loud right now because they are a traveling show. There's no two ways about it. But before we continue this, we should let everybody hear what was said. This is both Logan Webb and Willie Adames. And this is, I think, after the Friday night game? Okay, so this is after a win. This is after a win. Logan Webb and Willie Adames both referenced it.
Every time we play these guys, it always seems like it's a great atmosphere. Probably a little too many Dodger fans in the stands, but it's always fun playing against them. Always a great energy.
Not gonna lie, I feel like we had too many Dodgers fans today here. So, you know, maybe tomorrow we get more San Francisco fans. But no, the energy was intense. I loved it. It felt like a playoff game, to be honest. You know, that's how high the energy was tonight. But like I say, I loved it, and, you know, I love playing games like that. So
now, listen, I don't think anything that was said there is, like, offensive. It's not like, right? They didn't go over the top. And Logan, for what I thought, actually, those two statements were a little different. Logan is like, you know, with a little too many Dodger fans. I think Giants fans feel the same way. Willie, when he says, hopefully more Giants fans will show up tomorrow, that's where I think we're starting to dip our toe into the water of, dude, don't go there. Don't, like just don't go there. I don't think professional athletes have anything to say about fan behavior unless it is essentially law-breaking behavior. If you're getting into fights, if you're yelling racist things from the stands, if you're throwing a ball on the field like somebody did earlier this year, now we can have a conversation about the fans. But if you want to get into their pockets, how much money they spend, what they do with their weekend, I'm sorry, that is not your domain.
Yeah, and I would add just the one piece of it's the first time that he's ever played in this series at home as a Giant.
Yep.
So, I mean, he doesn't have that deep, deep back history, the backstory, to where he actually could compare it to other experiences. So that was the part that kind of caught me a little bit off guard, because I know he's been here all year, but this is the Dodgers' first series in town, so he hasn't even been through it yet. And, you know, Giants fans in general, they show up. They're loud. They support the team. And, yeah, when the Dodgers come in, it's always going to be a little bit different because of the proximity and the fact that they're really good right now.
I mean, I would just say this. I honestly would say this, and you referenced it. If somebody is, and I don't know how many people, you know, are we talking about all season ticket holders here, but if you did buy one of those, like, full plans, or even if you did, like, a half plan or whatever, and I don't even know what the hell that costs. I've never been a season ticket holder for anything. But if you bought that and your business model literally was like, so I bought, let's say I bought 40 games and I'm going to take six of those games, the Dodger games, and I'm going to put those things on the market and I'm going to make back 50% or more of what I spent for the entire season, dude, good on you. Good on you. And I say that as diehard of a Giants fan as there is. I don't think there's any embarrassment in that whatsoever. We are not on the team. We don't have an assignment here. That is not how sports entertainment works. We do not have something that we're supposed to go do. You're supposed to go do it, and we're supposed to watch and enjoy it. And if we enjoy it, we'll come more. And if we don't enjoy it, we'll come less. That's how it works. Honestly, that's the end of the story. You've got to stop romanticizing this idea of, like, painting your face and going into Section 120 and having an effect on the game. You don't.
I mean, you almost never do. And, you know, as a crowd, you can be impactful in your cheering or your booing or whatever. But like you said, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to obey the rules as they're laid out on the back of the ticket, and the fan code of conduct and the behavior. That's all that you have to do, quote unquote. And if you buy an 81 game or a 40 game, whatever you buy, when you buy those tickets, you now own the right to that ticket. And if you want to sell it and make a little bit of profit, by all means. And, you know, I'm not asking Willie Adames to, you know, go out there and play with an extra edge when it's the Dodgers and go out there and fight somebody because I really hate the Dodgers. And so I need to go out there and spike somebody, or I need Logan Webb to go out and throw at somebody because I hate the Dodgers. No, his job is to go out and play baseball. And as a fan, your job, you don't have a job. You get to show up to the game and do what you want to do.
Yeah, actually, and by the way, I just pulled up the Major League Baseball attendance figures.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that are quirky and interesting, I think. First of all, the Dodgers are number one, as you'd expect. The Giants are number eight. They're averaging 36,000 fans per night.
That's good, yeah.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. But how about this? They are also number eight in road attendance. And I'll give you one quirk of this stat that I find interesting. You can do whatever you want with it. But the Giants have a higher per game road attendance than the New York Yankees do.
Hmm.
How about that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That.
Yeah.
So, the larger point is this. If I play for the San Francisco Giants, I have nothing to say to my fans but thank you. That's it. There's nothing else to say. Their behavior has been exemplary. I don't know of any incidents this year other than the wackadoodle who threw the ball from the upper deck. I don't know of any incidents this year. I know that almost every game, again, they're averaging 36,000. The weekends have been absolutely packed. The weekdays have been good enough. And the weather has been whatever, so fine. And the Giants are a very good home team. Like, this has been performed exactly as you would hope it to. And again, I'm not saying that Logan Webb or Willy Adames, and I know Elliot Ramos spoke about it as well the following day, I'm not saying that they're criticizing the fans. I just, to be honest with you, I don't even like that's something that they notice. It's like that should not be on your mind when you're going out there to play the Los Angeles Dodgers. It was an energetic environment. It was a playoff type series. It looked like one both in the stands and on the scoreboard. Bravo! That's it.
Yeah. And what would you put the mix at, Mark, on like Friday night where the comments came out? Was it 70% Giants? Was it 70-30?
Grandy's sitting next to you. He was there. I didn't go. I watched these games. Is Grandy out and about? Or
he's
is he
here?
Right there?
No, he's here. What would you put it at, Grandy?
Yeah, what would you say, Mark?
Yeah, probably around 70-30. Down the first base line, obviously, the Dodgers dugout, and I was only there Friday night, and specifically Friday night, there was a lot of blue down the first base line.
Yep.
But the rest of the park was definitely vast majority Giants fans. Down the first base line was majority Dodger, but everywhere else was majority Giants. So I think 70-30 is probably fair.
Okay. I just don't. That's not concerning to me at all.
No. I mean, and it shouldn't be concerning to them, quite frankly, because not that it's none of their business, but like you said, Mark, the Giants are number 8 in attendance, and if you're averaging 36,000 fans a game, that is phenomenal, and it's because your team's been good. The team's been good, and the fans want to come out, and the fans are coming out now in larger numbers, and yeah, when the Dodgers come in, it's always going to be a bit of a factor. You're not going to get 100% Giants fans. And I think about the Giants when they took on the Marlins, right? A couple weeks ago when Miami was in town. There was no talk about, the Marlin takeover, because they don't have fans.
Right.
So when you have the Dodgers, you know the Dodger fans are going to show up. And I just was a little bit put off that they would even, like you said, to notice it is one thing, to comment is another. And the whole idea about road attendance, now that you had me thinking about that, I'm looking at the Yankees and their first series. They had 3 in Pittsburgh, 3 in Detroit, where they didn't even get 15,000 fans. They had 4 in Tampa. So, and they actually went to Sacramento as the Giants did to take on the Athletics. So,
yep.
sometimes your road attendance numbers are skewed based on who you happen to draw on the road.
No doubt. The Giants had an early road trip this year in April where they went to visit the Yankees and then the Phillies. And then, by the way, it's pretty good. Then they went to the Angels for a weekend, which surprisingly is a well-attended ballpark as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not saying by any stretch that this is some sort of definitive stat. I just look at the whole board and I go, yeah. I don't think that the Giants have anything to be concerned about with regard to how their fans are behaving. But the secondary thing, if they did, I know what most fans would say. You want more fans? Get more hits. How about that? Like,
yeah.
Get more hits, right? The Dodger fans are loud and activated and traveling right now because their lineup is really fun. Really fun. In fact, kind of generational when you add in the Shohei factor. Shohei Ohtani is a whole entity in and of himself. And so I don't know, quite frankly, how any baseball team in America is going to sort of compare itself and its fans' behavior up against the Dodgers simply because of Shohei Ohtani.
Well, yeah, it's not only Shohei, but you're right. And if you look up and down the lineup, they've got a lot of guys who can hit, and fans are into that. And if you're a Dodger fan who lives up here, you've already marked down the two times that the Dodgers are going to come up, and it becomes appointment viewing, and you absolutely have to show up and be there. So I get that. I just look at what the Giants have done this year attendance-wise and the comments that they made, and they're just a little bit out of line because the Giants fans have shown up this year. Even though this team doesn't have a great offense, attendance is up, what, 20% this year from last year, and it's gone up and up and up each of the last couple of years, and now you do have a lineup that people can recognize and that they can rely on. And so this team is much more watchable than ever before. But when you get a series like this against the Dodgers, you have to understand that there will be Dodger fans who show up.
Yeah. Like, I mean, this was not, did this catch somebody off guard?
Right. Adamas, maybe.
I guess. I mean, I could have told anybody that that's what the ballpark was going to be like this weekend. And by the way, in many respects, if we can, and I actually feel this about the final score too, if you can kind of remove the fandom emotion from this, just for a second, like I don't want you to remove it for the whole weekend because that's what we're doing here. But if you can step out of that for just a moment, I really don't think anything happened in that ballpark this weekend that's all that concerning. You know what I mean? They played very close baseball with the Dodgers. One-run games, extra inning games. They had some sore luck on Sunday. They also didn't help themselves in a couple of little spots. And then as far as the fans, dude, like, yeah, playoff atmosphere, three sellouts. I don't know, man. Like, that weekend, that's what you wait for. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and you're hoping you get more of that in October, maybe not against the Dodgers, but against somebody where you get that electric atmosphere. I just look at, you know, a little bit too much sloppy play that continues to kind of rear its head.
Yep.
And, you know, Wilmer Flores at first base is an ongoing problem, and I don't know if Devers will be ready by the time the break is over. He looks like he's been playing hurt, and maybe he gets a week off and he's able to come back and look better and look fresher. And, you know, Elliot Ramos, I feel like, has hit a wall a little bit offensively. Jung-Hoo Lee is in a big-time struggle at the plate. And now it seems to maybe be bleeding over into the field. So you're right about, in general, there aren't that many things to be worried about, but there are a bunch of little things, I feel like.
I know July is only halfway over, but Jung-Hoo Lee's OPS in July is .852.
Yep, been better.
Mean, yeah, he's had a good July, a terrible May, and an even worse June.
Somehow, yeah.
But he looks like he's perking up a little bit. And I get what you mean about the field. I think some of those were some tough plays. He made some good ones too. I don't know, man. Like, I'm with every Giants fan. It feels sort of unfulfilling and frustrating, but I don't point to anything as, like, larger issues in the moment. They're not a great team. Like, remember that also. I think they're a good team. They're not a great team. But I buy what Bob Melvin said when you come out of those six games against division leaders, I thought the Giants had some great moments. The other team had some great moments. You went 3-3. I mean, I think that that looked the way that you want it to look. It looked like playoff baseball.
Right, and you went 3-3, which, you know, two really good teams, and you'd love to do better, but I'll take 3-3, and we talked about it last week. Would you take 3-3? We both agreed that you would, and yet here you sit now at the All-Star break and a few more than 60 games remaining, and you still have a lot of work to do to make it into that wild card, let alone to be in a spot where, you know, maybe you could get through and advance out of that wild card. I think that, you know, the way they're going about it right now, winning three out of the three or three out of the six or whatever, that's fine, and that's kind of what you were hoping for, but I see some things that need to get shored up if you really want to make a move.
By the way, there actually was one fan. There was one fan.
Yep.
We need to discuss, which we'll get to in just a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But let's do Richie in Queens first. Richie has called in on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Richie, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's happening, man?
Well, yeah, you know, you guys, the first half, I got to give them a B to be 8-over. They're like 5 hits from being B+. You know, even higher because their hitting is just, you know, you touched on a few things. I know Lee's gotten a little bit better. Chappie was 1-for-9. I'd have no faith with 2 outs and a man on. They had a couple of chances with Adames with a man on third. Get the hit. You know, up until yesterday, until extra innings, they had given up 4 runs in 2 games, and they wound up going 0-2. I mean, Devers just is a ground ball the first. If he hit another ground ball the first, I was really going to say there's a definite issue with his back or whatever. But, you know, and I know he hit those balls deep or whatever, but the bottom line is you still got to get a hit. When he came up with the bases loaded and one out, we need a line drive hit. He gave us a sacrifice fly, made two outs. So it's frustrating, and you mentioned some of the guys that, I know Ramos has definitely hit a wall. Without a doubt, Flores at first, isn't it? Bailey is, at interstate at 200, made that big play the other day. But they've got to come up with the more consistent hitting. And the reason that they're in these games, their pitching is so solid. It's really been good. Even, Verlander being a little shaky, Rupert's proved to be a solid three or four. Ray gave you two runs. Again, give up two runs in six innings against the team. And the Dodgers have struggled. They really have. And real quick, guys, and I go a little older with the All-Star game. I was talking the other day. I remember the three games. They used to play two games in 59 to 62. And there were years when they'd have even picked a relief pitcher. Because, they dominated the National League so far when they had Koufax for three innings and Drysdale for two innings and Gibson for two innings and Marischal for two innings. So there was no need to have 12 pitches like now. So the middle relief guys were just like, there was no need to pick them. And I just think we have work to do. Again, I'm going to Milwaukee in late August. I want to see them in the race.
Nice.
But they've got to pick it up with the hitting. Guys, they
do.
They've got to go. They really, really do.
No,
so.
There's no doubt. Richie, thanks so much,
thanks,
man.
Richie.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I'm certainly not arguing otherwise, but I just found yesterday to be, while frustrating, maybe the wrong day to say, wow, the Giants blew it. I look at it as one of their young kids clutched up with an amazing hit, sent the game to extra innings, and then what was supposed to be kind of the ultimate moment at the end of the game, your best hitter got into one, and it didn't fall. It didn't fall. And then they brought wet newspapers to the plate in the top of the 11th, and things went their way.
Yeah.
Like, I throw my hands up in a game like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would look at the bigger picture, though, of that game where, you couldn't hit at all. And it felt like the last couple of games you couldn't get anything going. Friday night, the offense was there, and you had to hold on, and you did, and you got the win. But Saturday and Sunday, it felt too familiar, Mark. Like, this is the offense, and you can take out names like Adamas and Chapman and Devers, and you can put in other names like Wade and, Wisely or whoever you want to put in. It felt too familiar with a flaccid offense inning after inning.
I get it, but look, 18 innings over the weekend, the Giants had scored three runs, the Dodgers had scored four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm asked what good baseball is supposed to look like. Did you see this fan that we caught on our Twitter page? And she had a poster board with a Giants logo and a Dodgers logo.
I didn't see that, no.
And so on the back of her poster board, she explained it. She wrote, born a Giants fan, became a Dodgers fan.
Oh, boy.
Love them both.
Well, baseball teams are like children, Mark. You love them equally.
I feel like this lady should have the same treatment as that guy in Arizona who keeps catching homers in left field.
Banned for life?
Yeah, you're not welcome here anymore. We're not doing this. Yeah.
Yep.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Dibs is in Vegas at Summer League, and one of the Warriors draft picks, Alex Tui, is expected along shortly. So we'll be chatting with him, and we'll get into the Juwan Jennings situation. We'll keep taking your calls. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.